KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, how's your day going so far? It is beautiful outside. I mean, it's August, right? No, actually, probably a little cooler than that. It's probably early October, but here we are on November 5th, and just, we're, you know, Chamber of Commerce weather. That's what we're getting today, and we hope that the sunshine is helping to make it a great day for you. A lot of folks yesterday, of course, getting out and hitting the polls, and you know, there's a lot of people that are pleased. you know, I mean, it is what it is. The results, not only here in Albuquerque and around New Mexico, but around the country. And throughout this hour, we're going to be catching up with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition, looking at yesterday's election, what's coming forward, and other things to be considering, and some encouragement for the, you know, honestly, we know there's people that are like, really? And not getting the results that they expected, but we have a solid place for you to go and find that hope that you're looking for. So make sure you stay tuned with us. Others around the globe, just, you know, quite honestly, looking for a meal or a clean glass of water, or more importantly, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're trying to help provide through the Christmas Critter campaign with GFA World. The president of GFA World, Bishop Daniel, who we're going to hear from in the, you know, this month and next month, Jim Williams taking time to visit with him about the Christmas Critter campaign, talking about a world in need, a God of hope, and a call to you, to us. Here's what Bishop Daniel had to say from GFA World. He said, the challenge is to wrap our minds around these numbers. 3 billion people, and 90% of them do not have access to the message of Christ. Another way to think about this is 80,000 people go into a Christless eternity every day. Make missions part of your daily life. There's a way for you to do that. He goes on to say, ask the Lord to break your heart for the things that break his heart. If you go to klyt.fm, scroll down to the Action Center, and you'll see in that carousel, the Christmas Critter campaign, click on it, and not only will it bring you to the Christmas Critter catalog, but a toll-free number if you just prefer to take care of it that way and let them know how you want to participate. Here's the number to call. It's 855-513-2127. 855-513-2127. You'll see at the top of their catalog, actually, opportunity to sponsor missionaries. Now, the missionaries, you know, over the years, you've sent gifts like clean water or livestock or sewing machines, mosquito nets, Bibles. The indigenous missionaries there are the ones who deliver the gifts, and they need our support to continue the work that they do in Asia and in Africa. So you can find a way to support one of the missionaries and then, you know, just do that if you like, or just send a gift, or do both. And you'll find all the details at klyt.fm with the Christmas Critter campaign. That toll-free number again is 855-513-2127. Started it at the beginning of the week, and, you know, reports kind of roll in, but what we have seen thus far is minimal, about $160 worth of giving towards this week. But thank you, Lord, for what was given, and we know what you can do with that gift. As I mentioned, in studio with us, Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. Carla, thank you for taking the time. I know you've been probably pretty busy here over the last 48 hours.
Yes.
I did get out to early vote on Friday. And I didn't watch the results come in last night. It seemed like because I guess lines were longer than normal and people were staying, you know, late. If you get in line by 7 o'clock last night, you were able to vote. And the information was coming in little slower than other times.
Yeah, and there were some very long lines. We had already voted, but we drove by a place at around 6 o'clock last night, and the line was outside and around the building.
Yeah, I heard the same from a family member, actually, that went to the Holly location in the Northeast Heights.
Yeah.
Wrapping around the bill, but it was moving. They said the line was moving pretty good.
Yeah.
But we do want to cover things regarding the election, and you and I didn't really go over notes or any bullet points that we'll be specifically talking about. Well, where would you like to start?
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Albuquerque voters in particular for the turnout.
Yeah.
It was higher than normal, and I think that is a wonderful thing.
Hey, we go on the air and we say, please be registered to vote.
Yes.
And please get out and vote. I wanted to say the same thing. Thank you for those who got out and participated in the public square and let your voice be heard. And it was heard. There's going to be opportunity to do that again. We'll get to that. But in regards to how the election, and a lot of folks focus on the mayoral election. We can talk about that and where it's headed and other election, other things that were on the ballot.
Right. Yeah, I'm heartbroken for Las Cruces in particular. They went a lot further left in general. And I just really hated to see that. They had some people on the ballot in a lot of different, even school board and city council, who would have been such a better opportunity for the city. And unfortunately, they were not selected. And so I'm a little heartbroken for them that it turned out that way. But because they had been making more strides, more to a centrist model from where they were, and they went way back this time. So that was hard to see, but they're a resilient community, and I think they'll come back. And so I look forward to working with them on that and always staying positive, knowing that God's in control.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah. And for those not familiar, Carla, we should back up the New Mexico Business Coalition, the work that it does for New Mexico. If you could articulate that to the listeners that aren't familiar, maybe haven't been to the website I mentioned just a moment ago. It is nmbizcoalition.org. And actually, you have a shorter URL you started using.
Yes, and I can't even tell you what it is. Okay. I don't know it.
nmbizcoalition.org will get you there.
Yes.
But for those not familiar with the organization, Paul or Carla.
We spend a lot of time, our focus is on good policy, and policy that, yes, we focus on business a lot because business impacts all of us. We all are customers or employees or owning and running a business. So business is important to the state. It also pays the lion's share of the taxes. We want it to be healthy. So we work on policy to make that better. But that is in alignment with good elections and getting people who understand that that's important. And so we have been looking at elections a lot more, and that includes our school boards because that's our future workforce. We want our kiddos to be educated and doing well as they age into the working population.
One of the things you said a moment ago, and actually I'm going to wait until the second segment, but you said, the focus on, in spite of how we may feel about the elections, not only in New Mexico, but around the country, God is in control and God's on the throne. He is Lord. I'm going to share from an article that I connected with this morning that is going to have some really encouraging words for you. I hope you can stay with us for the whole hour, because we'll have lots to talk about. As a matter of fact, I think what we'll do is we'll go to a break, maybe a little bit early, but let's go to a break. And Carla, the full hour, are you set? Are you with us?
We are set. We have so many things to talk about, not just the elections here, but things going on around the country.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get to all of that and more when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, going into the break, by the way, the full hour today is with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition, nmbizcoalition.org on the web. On our Facebook page, on the KLYT Facebook page, I posted a story this morning written by Kevin McCullough. And he wrote this for Town Hall, townhall.com. The article is "The Night America Chose Chaos Over Clarity." And the article starts, I mean, let me tell you, in relation to yesterday's elections, not only in Albuquerque or New Mexico or the country, but it started like this. The verdict is in and it's ugly. Well, he went on to talk about the election in New York and Mondami winning the mayoral election there. He talked about election in Virginia and things happening in New Jersey and in California. But here's where I want to jump into the article. And if you get to the article, read all of it. But this is about midway down. It says, this from Kevin McCullough, contribution to today to townhall.com. If you squint hard enough, it almost feels biblical. And that's because it is. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy about a time when, quote, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, unquote. That's 2 Timothy 3. Now, does that sound familiar? This is Kevin McCullough going on. We are living in that time, a moment when the moral compass is so inverted that people celebrate what destroys them and mock what could save them. They think they are choosing love, equity, and justice, but in truth, they're embracing hatred, chaos, and bondage. Yet Paul didn't just diagnose the darkness, he offered a prescription. He told Timothy to remember the truth, the real truth, not the shifting social media-approved nonsense of the day, truth that is anchored in God's word, not feelings, truth that doesn't bend to trends or polls, truth that defines good and evil, light and darkness, man and woman, life and death. That truth, Paul reminds us, is, quote, God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Okay, and then he goes on. This is the final portion I'm going to read. And then came the charge, one that echoes louder tonight than ever before. Quote, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, unquote. Translation, he goes on to say, stay faithful when it's easy and when it's not. Speak truth when the world listens and when it mocks you for doing so. If the light goes out, be the candle. If the mob drowns out reason, whisper wisdom into the chaos. That's our call. That's our duty. Mm. There you go, Carla.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I sent that article to several people today. I thought it was really well said. I'm not a writer or, editor, so I can't say it's well written, but it was well said. but again, you'll find that from Kevin McCullough at townhall.com. The article is "The Night America Chose Chaos Over Clarity." Did that speak to you?
Yeah, it really does. It really does. And, I was not a happy camper last night, but I spent a lot of time in prayer and contemplation and woke up glad to be alive and to see the sun rising and knowing it's a new day. God's still in control. And
this is the day, right? Time. The Lord hath made.
That's
Let's rejoice together and be glad in it.
Yeah. And I am glad. I saw a lot of positive things. Some things I wish that we had seen differently. But again, I want to congratulate Albuquerque voters in particular for the turnout. We had a big increase in the number of ballots cast, over 63,000 more ballots cast than in 2021. That is huge.
What do you attain that to? What happened?
I think people are paying attention.
Yeah.
And
more people.
More people, yeah, and more people are willing to get up, and there are more people understanding that all politics are local, and a lot of the decisions made in these local elections have a huge impact on the state as a whole.
A bigger impact, typically. Yeah. And we've said that here on this show.
Yeah.
How important it is to be not only registered to vote, to go vote, and that means all of the opportunities when they arise.
Right. And I'm hoping, so there's going to be a runoff in a couple of races in Albuquerque.
Okay.
In the mayor's race, that's going to be again Darren White against the incumbent Tim Keller.
Okay.
And then also City Council District 1, this is very interesting, Stephanie Tejas versus Joshua Taylor Neal. And Joshua is amazing. He is a young man who's an engineer, very on fire for this state to get it on a better path. We are very supportive of him. It's going to be a hard runoff.
That is the New Mexico Business Coalition.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
We're hoping that something good will come of it. There's also a runoff in City Council District 3. That's Clarissa Pena against Teresa Garcia. Pena is currently the incumbent. There was, she is definitely going to be a little more pro-business New Mexico than her opponent. So we have those two races plus the mayor's race, and I'm hoping that we can top the turnout again in the runoff that'll be in early December.
We had posted on our website three different voter guides. We hope you took time to go there. One of them included a voter guide from the New Mexico Business Coalition / Better Together New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts of updating those and having them they'll be available? That,
yes.
Okay.
So absolutely.
What we'll probably do is just get the revised voter guide and put it up. We've taken them all down. Obviously, the election being yesterday, so watch for that. And if there's any others, we'll provide that information on our website at klyt.fm in the Action Center. There's a carousel set up there where you see kind of a slideshow of activity. You can find, you found the voter guides there, and there's other information there now. So a couple of runoffs.
Right. Well, and then we want to congratulate Dan Lewis and Renee Grout. They were incumbents and they were reelected. They have done an outstanding job on the city council. They truly have Albuquerque's heart at their best interest.
Yeah.
And they focus on that. They've done a great job. So we're so glad they're coming back. In the school board.
Before we go on, any dates as far as runoff election?
Yes, it'll be December 9th.
Okay. So plenty of time to gather information.
That's right. And so we've got in the city council, we have two incumbents that stayed. We're hoping that we can get somebody a little more pro-Albuquerque in that city council district 1. The city council is really, really important to the future of this city, as is the mayor's race. And then we look at the school board.
Well, out of that city council, sometime could well next come our next mayor. A future mayor.
Exactly. Or
governor.
Or more.
Or
governor.
Senator.
Or
congressperson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It can happen. So in the school board, we had four seats that were up. Two of them, one was an incumbent, did really good job. We're glad she's back. That's Courtney Jackson in District 7. And then School Board District 5, Joshua Martinez won. In Districts 3 and 6, those were two races that were won by the Albuquerque Federation of Teachers. And those are going to be a little more on the liberal side as far as what we see with how the kids are educated, the materials presented to them. So we're glad that Joshua and Courtney's in there to provide a little more balance.
All right. So a look back at yesterday's election. Any look at the bond issues?
The bond issues all passed.
Yeah, of course they did.
So about 75% to 25%.
Yeah, how often, I know you probably don't have the stat, but how often does a bond not pass?
Not very. In fact, we got engaged on a CNM bond a long time ago and defeated it because of some of the things that they were doing. And because of the lack of transparency in what they wanted to do. And you know what came of it was they really got their act together when they presented 2 years later. They had full transparency. They had a good plan for what they wanted to use the money for. And so it was good and it passed and we were happy for them. We're going to see some action taken, I think, coming up on some of these bonds in the future because we've got some problems. Had we not been focused on the people running the city as much, there were a couple that we would have taken on. But they all passed in Clovis. They had three bonds, and they killed two of them.
Huh.
Interesting.
I would be curious to know, how that, what the population there was thinking. Yeah, I it's just, I'm not an expert at analyzing elections, but, I just can't hardly ever think of when a bond, essentially what I think the layperson sees is, they want to distribute money to the library, to the schools, and it all, it does. It sounds great. But if you don't know the details about what's going to happen,
And I'll give you an example. One of the bonds that passed was the senior centers. And we, so for the listeners, all the bonds are reissuance. In other words, they're not a new tax. It will be a continuation of tax already in place. But there was a bond for the senior centers, and most people are like, we need to take care of our seniors. But buried in the language was that a lot of this money, if not all of it, will go to new homeless facilities, which have nothing to do with our seniors and our senior centers. And so those are the kind of things now they are putting in a lot of nefarious language to do what they want to do, burying it under the title that people are attracted to.
Now, if someone on their own wanted to dig into the, we're post-election, so it's, but there'll be another one on the way. And not necessarily with bonds on, December 9th, obviously, but soon enough, we'll all be looking at bonds again. You have a bandwidth at New Mexico Business Coalition and your focus was elsewhere. But if someone really wanted to dig in to get the information before they got to the poll and just had that brief the description of what it's going to be for, how do you go about that?
Well, you can get your sample ballot. The problem is they take so long to put those out. When we did the presentation at New Covenant Church, we went over the bonds and we highlighted that bad language. We're going to make a more concerted effort to get that published to members and put on our website next time because it is very tedious and time-consuming work to dig through those.
Yeah, which, by the way, New Mexico Business Coalition, a nonprofit organization, doing a lot of this work. And there's a lot of things KLYT would like to do that, we're doing beyond the broadcast and what have you. But as a nonprofit, both of us, there's only so much you can do with the staff you have and the resources you have. And if you'd like to see that change, whether for KLYT or for New Mexico Business Coalition, go to our websites. It's nmbizcoalition.org and klyt.fm. We are up against a break. We're going to take a quick break, a full hour today with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition. If you happen to have heard a portion of what I read from the, I'm going to bring it up a couple more times before the end of today's show. But the article I read from townhall.com, an article from Kevin McCullough titled "The Night America Chose Chaos Over Clarity." I just did a search, by the way, for that headline and found it. So "The Night America Chose Chaos Over Clarity" really does bring us back to just being encouraged to have the courage to stand on the truth that's found in the Word of God. And that kind of relates actually to a study we're doing right now, Monday nights. And it's been in the Plex at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Next Monday night, we're going to meet again, still at Calvary Church. We're going to actually meet at the station with the folks that have continued through this with us, through watching the documentary at truthrising.com, and then week one looking at hope, and week two on truth, and we're going to do weeks three and four still the next couple of Mondays, and just show up at 6 o'clock at the Calvary campus on Osuna. If you're walking down into the amphitheater outside, the station door is very close to the baptismal fountain there. We'll have someone there to greet you. But, you know, you're still welcome to go to truthrising.com, watch the documentary, go through those first couple of studies, and come join us for the next one Monday night. It will show the video, have a discussion, pray, and be encouraged to, you know, be spurred on to stand for the truth right here in our community and have an impact in the civilizational moment that we are living in, being prepared to share the story that God's equipped us with. Okay. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back with more with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, I mentioned and one of the segments, one of the earlier segments, the article I mentioned from townhall.com, it is on our Facebook page. Listen, really encourage you, obviously, not only to tune in to hear, well, shows like this and the programming throughout the day, but spend some time on our website. We've really worked to improve the website, make it a tool for you to find answers about programming that you hear on the radio station, events coming up, and you know, organizations like Better Together New Mexico or the New Mexico Business Coalition. You'll find them along with most of the other organizations, if not all, that you hear on this show, on the organizations page. And, you know, many of these organizations provide solid resources for you that you may want to revisit, and we put them there with a hyperlink to their organization so you can go find out more about, you know, who they are, what they're doing, and so on and so forth. And there's so much more. And that's just our website. The Action Center is there. I had mentioned the Christmas Critter Campaign is there now. There's also relief efforts for, you know, in the news of the elections and, you know, plane crashing in what, Louisville yesterday. You know, stuff gets lost in the news cycle, and people kind of get left behind. People like the people in Jamaica that suffered greatly after a huge hurricane blew through there just days ago, and Samaritan's Purse is already working to bring relief efforts. That's in our Action Center. And again, now that's just our website. Then go to our Facebook page. On our Facebook page, we'll share stories like the one I shared with you earlier in this show. We'll let you know more about our sponsors, our featured ministries, things going on in the community, news stories that we find. So we'd love for you to connect with us, not only by tuning in, streaming from KLYT.FM, checking out the website, and go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/KLYT883. Carla Sontag in studio with us from Better Together New Mexico. We spent some time talking about the election results. December 9th will be the runoff. And Carla, if someone actually, you know, we asked them if they'd please register to vote, please vote. If they did not register or vote, can they do both between now and December 9th? I'm assuming they can.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we've got a new law that, or rule, I should say, about elections in New Mexico, and you can register and vote on the same day.
Okay.
So between now and then, you can go to the county clerk's office and register if you would like. It takes about 5 days or so to get that processed, but same day, you can go in and register and vote that same day. And we actually just had somebody that relocated here from California take advantage of that. And she said it was really smooth. It didn't take very long.
Yeah.
There's a whole process where certain records you need to have. And if they need help, You can call our office at 505-836-4223, and we can send you links, or you can find them on the New Mexico Secretary of State's website. But find out what documents you need and take them with you to vote and register that same day.
All right. And if you know you're driving in the car, you missed all that, just try to remember nmbizcoalition.org and connect. They'll get you the information you need to be ready for December 9th. There'll be a runoff of not only in the mayoral office, for the two mayoral candidates that are left in the race, and a couple of other races that we mentioned earlier in the show. So Carla, some other stuff we wanted to cover before we wrap up. I mean, we still got about 20 minutes.
Yeah, and I really want to talk, normally we focus on the state level and that's it. But there's a big issue going on with the feds right now that's impacting all of us and has a huge impact in New Mexico, and that's the shutdown of the federal government.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I will tell you this. You like to think you're when you're getting information that you're getting the right information and you're up to speed. I kind of love it every time I see the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, in front of a podium and someone questions him about one of the Republicans going to open up the government. He makes pretty clear what's been happening. I mean, that... I'm not going to probably be perfect at regurgitating what he's saying, but the Democrats that are not voting for the clean continuing resolution, most if not all of them, voted for this in March,
right?
Something has clearly changed.
Yeah, and that's what I want to talk about, because the Democrats have voted as a block to 14 times to not go along with this continuation. And let's take a look.
Hey, while you're looking for that, and I want to get to that, I want to remind the listener, with SNAP being shut down as part of that, that we've put on our website, on our Facebook page, some alternatives for those that are really in need during the shutdown. And they're not getting the benefits that they're used to getting. That's a whole nother conversation. Who should be getting benefits? Who shouldn't? But what we do know is children are hungry, and there's ways for children to get fed. And we put some of that on our Facebook page.
Well, and there's been two courts now that have said Trump needs to put money into that. And so he's trying to figure out how to do that. So
legally.
Imagine that. But let's talk about some of what the Democrats are demanding in order to go along with this continuation. And I found this fascinating. I'm just going to read some things off. $8 million for Micronesia, $66.5 million for a Senate Disaster Recovery Fund. These are specific to the Senate. And the other one specific is $4 million for the LGBTQ+.
Where?
Nationwide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quick question on that. Is that new, or is that stuff that DOGE shut down, or is it in addition to what's already being given?
I don't know. I just know that these are their demands.
Yeah.
In House-specific demands, they want $90 million for their salaries in the House.
Yeah.
And they want $66.5 million for the Sergeant of Arms to have an expense account to take care of other needs that they have in the House. Those are specific. Now, there's some general ones, like $437.5 million for a French bank in Paris. It is the European Bank for Reconstruction.
Okay.
Why is that our concern right now? When, as you said, we've got children that are hungry.
Yeah.
Micronesia. Why? Why now?
Well, and the other, and maybe I don't quite understand how the machine works, but my understanding with a lot of that, and, healthcare is, a big one that keeps coming up, and what that means to someone, one person means totally something different. I get that. But essentially what I'm hearing from those on the right, the Republicans, are saying, open the government and we'll talk about all of this. This is a clean resolution that is, you know, it's basically the budget that Biden hits, the Biden administration had set up. It feels like to me the big, great big beautiful bill passed and that didn't go over well. It's just one side trying to absolutely control and not use what our forefathers intended with legislation to get to the things that you want.
Right.
Which is, you know, what happened with the Great Big Beautiful Bill. They worked hard to pass that.
Yes.
I know some of what passed in that, including funding for public radio and television funding for health care for illegal aliens or immigrants or, you know, however you want to say it, was in that. And they would, you know, they want to know that bill you just worked to pass. No, we won't even govern again until you undo that.
Right. And it's interesting when you listen to the dialogue, because many people want to blame the president and the Republicans, but it is the Democrats who have voted 14 times not to open the government.
Yeah.
So, but when you look at these things, and the topic of conversation is always healthcare. Now we're talking about SNAP because we've run into a problem with that.
Yeah.
The people, so what we're going to be
doing. Well, ran out of funding because the government shut down.
Exactly. And what we're going to be doing from the Business Coalition is we're going to put together a automated call to action. You know, our magic little thing, it takes you just a few seconds to do. We're going to give you all this information. It's going to be programmed to go to the senators from New Mexico, and everybody can write to them and say, hello, New Mexico needs the government open.
Yeah, please. Okay, hey, we're up against a break. We're visiting with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. I always imagine someone tuning in right as we're walking through some of those political moments and things we're talking about happening with the government shutdown. A reminder to you that in the midst of this, we shared an article from townhall.com from Kevin McCullough, mostly in regards to last night's elections around the country. And for those despairing that, you know, listen, the truth is the truth. And now more than ever is a time to be courageous and stand on the truth and continue to share the truth and love others in our community, just as we should have been up until last night. Let's continue to be ambassadors for Christ. Let's continue to trust in him and know that he is on the throne and he is Lord. It's not a subjective thing. You know, people might say, well, that's your truth. No, it is the truth. And other thoughts to the contrary won't change the fact that he is God and he is on the throne. The only truth that we can stand on comes from him and his word. We're going to take a quick break and get back to more conversation with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, we got about 5 or 6 minutes before we wrap up today's show. I do want to remind you tonight, we will be airing the live service from Calvary Church Albuquerque. Listen, we typically start that on the air at 7 o'clock. It might be just a few minutes early tonight. So, you know, if you don't want to miss a single thing, make sure you're tuned in, a little before 7 o'clock to catch tonight's service live from Calvary Church. We also air the Saturday night service. Now, that'll start right at 7 on Saturday night. But we appreciate you tuning in for that. And if you want to be in attendance, it's at Calvary Church Albuquerque on Osuna, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Look for all the details and different campuses and when services are at calvarynm.church on the web. That is the campus that we are broadcasting from daily for ABQ Connect, and in studio with us for this full hour, Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. Some of what we covered, notable that you may want to make sure to check out, the article that we read a portion from earlier from Kevin McCullough in regards to last night's elections all over the country, the night America chose chaos over clarity. But he goes on to spur us on to standing for the truth in that. It was an encouragement, you know, not to you know, moan and weep about what the results you may have found in your community, but just remember that God is on the throne and we have work to do on his behalf to be ambassadors for him. So check out that article at townhall.com. And December 9th is a calendar date. Mark your calendar. That is going to be the runoff election, not only here in Albuquerque for the mayoral election, but other things will be on that ballot as well. Carla, about 4 minutes. What do we have to visit before we finish up our conversation today?
I just would like to ask listeners to watch for our call to action coming out. We are going to be asking the senators, the New Mexico senators, to please vote to open the government, because we've got 30,000 federal employees in our state. 20,000 are at risk or already furloughed. It's a lot of people and a lot of families.
Yeah, and in order to open the government, the Senate needs 60 senators to say yes to the continuing resolution, which actually, aren't we coming right up on, you know, the continuing resolution would have let the government stay open to a certain date.
Yes, and we're going to hit that broadside real soon.
Yeah.
I don't remember the date, but
so I mean, it's not even the CR hardly anymore,
right?
But they've got to open, discuss things, and get a budget set, and you know, get people paid and get children fed.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about shutting down our air services, which puts us in a dangerous place, and the reason is because air traffic controllers are not being paid right now, and some of them are getting tired of working for free.
Yeah, I think some of the people who check out the airplanes before, you know, I mean, they're not going to put airplanes in the air that are unsafe.
Right.
Intentionally. But, you know, it's not just the air traffic. There's more than that in regards to air travel. And it is having an impact. I saw on the news yesterday, the Denver airport and it's probably happening in Albuquerque. I don't know, but just the delay for flights and what it's a mess.
Yes.
You know, consider until the government opens, you might consider heavily hopping in the car and taking an extra day or two just to avoid the sanity.
Yeah, but we've got to get this resolved for so many reasons to get our people fed. I mean, the conversation that's dominating is on health care. But the demands being made by the Democrats to go along with anything, the health care is less than a third of what they are asking for. They're demanding things that, again, Micronesia, a bank in Paris, France, what has that got to do with America right now?
Right.
Let's talk about getting Americans fed, Americans back to work, paid to be there.
Yeah, and you know, we heard a lot about this when Elon was heading up Doge and things that, you know, why is money, what, it just doesn't make any sense. A lot doesn't make sense right now. Mm-hmm. I just keep coming back to you. What makes sense is the truth that we have to stand on in the Word of God. Be grounded in that, and be prepared to give an answer of truth to someone in love. And don't let what you're seeing in what we're talking about here frustrate you, but spur yourself to action to let your senators know that not for this. Open the government and get to work.
Right. And we'll make it easy for you. And like we always say, there will be a letter that's somewhat written, but you can delete the whole thing. We encourage you to write your own letter or add to it. Definitely change the subject line. But let's talk to our senators en masse and let them know we want the government opened for a lot of different reasons. You can enumerate what's important to you for the opening of the government. But enough is enough. We've already surpassed and made history for how long this has been going on.
All right. Paula Sontag's been our guest from the New Mexico Business Coalition, nmbizcoalition.org. Thanks for taking the time to listen to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.